Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Got some more life hacks for you. These are very popular. Loads of emails. Loads of people joined the Dave's World mailing list, which you can do, by the way. Just email me, davehasnofriends@98fm.com. And I'll send you out the facts every day.
How many people do you have on it now?
I think I have about 1,700 at the moment.
Very nice.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people on there who like to get facts in their email every day. And obviously, all you got to do is just drop me an email, davehasnofriends@98fm.com.
Remind everyone what a life hack is.
A life hack is basically little secrets that you may or may not know, and basically ways to improve your life. For example, the last one I told you was, hang all your clothes with the hangers pointing the same way, and every time you use a bit of clothing, turn the hanger the other way, and after a year, chuck out what you don't need. There you go. You empty your closet. All the stuff you don't need, that is. But here's some ones for some health and body hacks. These are interesting. If you need to sneeze fast, I've told you this before, but I'll tell you again. If you need to sneeze fast...
Oh, stare at the light.
Stare at the light, like either the sun or a bright bulb, whatever, and it will help. Interestingly, if you need to cure brain freeze... Okay, you know, if you get a really cold ice cream or something like that and you get that pain, pressing the tongue against the roof of your mouth cures brain freeze fast.
It also, from McDonald's milkshakes.
Yeah, you can get that. But then push
usually
up.
At the Ross Grey roundabout, I find, going, oh God, I'm going to crash the car.
Not everyone goes down to Ross Grey for a crack. If you feel like you're sneezing but you don't want to sneeze, if you push the tongue up the top of your mouth as well into the palate of your mouth, that will stop you sneezing.
If you want to look like you're completely brain dead at your desk and work, I recommend pushing your tongue into the roof of your mouth.
No, but here's another one for you. Same position for the tongue, but then press your between your eyebrows, that bit between your eyebrows, so some people have a mono brow. Press with your two thumbs, and repeating that rocks your, it's called a vomer bone, and it actually helps clear your sinuses. So instead of taking a sinew tab, push up against your top of your mouth and press as hard as you can without hurting yourself in between your eyebrows.
There's people in traffic doing this now, and they all look like they're doing really bad alien impressions from Star Trek.
Sometimes you might wake in the middle of the night, and if you've got young kids, you'll know the danger of not being able to see, because you will stand on some kind of upturned toy. So helping you see in the dark, right? So when you wake up in the middle of the night, cover one eye with your hand and leave it there until you return to darkness. And then that eye that was covered will have retained its ability to see well in the dark, so you'll not run into something or stand on something upturned.
Well, so we should get out of bed in our darkened room with one hand over our eye and then walk out into the landing to the jacks.
Yeah.
And maintaining...
Keep it over your eye. Go do your little whittle where you're in the bright land. And then when you come back, I'll take your hand off the eye and your other eye will still be able to see in the dark. Or at least better.
Well, you're all right, so you don't go crashing into the bedside locker and precisely. Watch your glass of water fall onto your wife's face.
There you go. I've told you this before about car keys, but it works with remote controls. But anything that uses an infrared signal, if you're too far away from your car or your remote isn't working too well to lock and unlock your car, pop it against your head. Your head acts as an antenna.
Oh, that's good.
No, it is. Seriously, it's just an infrared signal. It's
and
great.
You can sit back and watch the tumours grow.
Don't be silly. And one final one. Again, I don't know if I've told you this, but I do know this one. It's brilliant, especially in places like New York where there are really tall buildings. If you ever need to go directly to your floor and you don't want to wait for anybody, or you're on your floor and you want to go directly to the lobby and not pick up 20 people on the way down every floor, press your floor number and press the door close button at the same time. So your floor that you want to go to and the close button at the same time, and it's what firemen and police and everything use, because they obviously need to get up to floors very quickly. So it's a little trick that goes beep and you won't go stop at any other floor.
So will this work on the lift here?
No, we don't have a close button on the lift here. You have to have a close button.
Oh.
So close button and your floor. Try it later on today or tomorrow whenever you're going.
Pass all those losers by.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, drop an email to davehasnofriends@98fm.com and I'll send these out to you.